This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for October 14th, 2024.
Taping this open.
Okay, we're good.
I'm gonna do one.
All right. Good? We live?
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, we got the minutes for September 23rd.
I move the minutes for September 23rd, the public session be accepted and presented.
I'll second that.
Anybody have any questions or changes? See you none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sir, one.
Brian. Okay. Then we got the non-public.
I move those minutes for September 23rd, non-public, be accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
Oh, okay.
Russ.
Sir.
All in favor, yeah.
Four.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. And then we got the October 2nd. Non-public.
Move the minutes from October 2nd to accept as presented.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sir.
Four.
Brian.
Pat.
Question, do we seal any of those?
We can, if you want, but we didn't.
You can.
October 2nd.
Seal the. I would maybe do the 23rd.
I would definitely seal it October 2nd.
Members present is not correct on that, is it?
On the 2nd?
The 23rd?
No, Boyd's absent, okay, yeah, well.
Okay.
I wrote on yours, yeah.
Yeah, I would seal it also.
Yeah, we'll make a motion.
The board was good catch.
I'll make a motion to seal, what?
September 23 and October 2.
Yes.
Second that.
2024.
Patrick, second it, all in favor?
Russ.
Sir.
One.
Brian.
Pat.
Very good, thank you. All right, departmental reports. We got no highway tonight?
No, he's on vacation, so.
Who's that, Boyd, did you have anything from him or no?
No, I haven't heard a word from him.
Got the road agent's report here.
This is report.
You want me to go over it real quick?
You can, yeah, if you want.
So it looks like they did a culvert replacement and drainage work on Quirtle Hill Road. Old Deerfield Road shoulder work and ditching, Douglas Drive drainage and shoulder work, roadside brush mowing, intersection sweeping and patching.
Any board members have any questions on the report? All right. Police.
Is there a way we can see who's on Zoom, it's just like the full screen, but?
Yeah, if you pull it up in the lot, can't just look at the bottom and it'll show you how many are on.
Oh, you have to put a small box?
There you go, that should show it.
Share it.
I think it would show up if there was somebody on, but I don't think.
Nope.
There is.
Nope, you're right. I just want to make sure.
A hand will come up or something, or what?
Yeah, somebody comes up, it'll.
Or they just come up in one of the boxes?
I think so.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry, Jay, go ahead, chief.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
All right, so, do you guys have a copy of the?
Yes.
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 So, to kind of go over offenses up to this point, we have 133 of actual state offenses that we dealt with. And in 2023, we had 2005 at this point. I honestly think it's because of the staffing that we have, that's why you're gonna see lower numbers right now. And then non-crime incidents, you'll see the event breakdowns of all the different things we've responded to. We're at 332, and from last year it was 440 at this point. And the other part of this, the numbers probably being, you know, you got state police in town running calls, you got the sheriff's department running calls, and then you got Auburn PD helping us out too, so. You know, they're gonna have a number, so they're gonna be a little skewed for right now until they get the department. Over what needs to be.
Absolutely.
So other than that, how's it going?
Yeah, other than that, it's going great. Recruiting, I've been oral boarding people left and right. It's a lot, I've the encumbered cruiser, I got it registered, it's on its way, it's just getting keyed at this point. So we've got that coming in. I got with Global to try to get it in to get its equipment, and they told me to route to February on that way.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody's got cruisers. Our other cruiser, the one that was hit by the tree, that's still at Global, but they haven't touched it in the hurricanes. The people that do the graphics, I guess they are South Carolina. So they've been dealing with that stuff, setting that up. But I'm staying on top of Global to try to at least get that other vehicle back here as quick as we can. I noticed on Unit 5, all the stickers were coming up all around it. I talked to Global. They will replace it for free and take care of it. So I don't know what it is, the paint, the heat, whatever, but they back their product. So once I get the cruiser from the tree incident, I'll bring Unit 5 to them, and we'll sit there and wait for that.
All right.
I've been doing that. I worked out with the SPCA. You know, we talked about boarding dogs on my last conversation with you. So I've got the SPCA locked in. Our ACO is going to be able to bring dogs there when they need to. We also got a brand new dog cage kennel in the PD, so when they pick up a dog, they have a place to be. It doesn't have to be watched, you know, 24/7, but it will cut down on like having somebody sit there and babysit it. They can come in and check on it, give it water, try to find the owner. So that will help with that. And then the SPCA, they're very, very helpful, awesome, as far as if we have a dog and we can't find the owner, they'll take control the dog, and it won't cost us too much.
But they don't just dispose of it?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
What they'll do is they'll hold it for 10 days.
Okay.
They'll hold the dog for, or the animal for 10 days, and then what will happen is they'll put it out for adoption.
Okay.
And that will help with it. It's less cost-effective working with them and utilizing them than it would be using a vet. Veterinary service. So I've got that all set up with Tona. We're all good to go.
Good.
That's good.
Good.
I've also worked on, I brought these for you guys. So I was able to put out the department mission and the vision statement and the core values.
Good.
And so I'll just pass these out to you.
Sure.
Excellent.
See you.
Nice.
I've been pretty busy. Life's been going by pretty fast.
I was going to say.
It's been over a month now.
I know, right?
Okay.
Very impressive.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mission, vision, and core values.
Yeah, and moving forward, that's what you're going to see in our policies as I get the chance to get through each one, critical policies, things like that. They'll start to be implemented. I can get them on our program for IMC so the officers can see any time they need. They can be pulled for anything that we need. So, that's just a start.
Thank you.
Good.
Other than that, Toys for Tots is a huge thing for me, being a retired Marine. Do you all know what Toys for Tots is?
Yes.
So I was able to secure some boxes, and we're going to be a toy drop for November 1st to the time that we bring the toys to the pods. And I'm going to put this all in a memo too, but I'm also going to try to put forward a stuff a cruiser. And I'm looking at December 7th. Over at the park, we'll take the cruiser and the trailer, and we'll have some coffee and donuts out there. And if people in town want to bring Toys for Tots, we'll load them up in the cruiser, and then we'll bring them to one of the pods before they all get shipped out to the
child.
Now, awesome. Will this be posted on Facebook?
Yes, I have. I have flyers. Okay. It's like I said, working everything and trying to work all that in.
Perfect.
There'll be QR codes and everything for people to use.
Perfect.
That's good exposure for the police department.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've always loved doing it. I did it in Raymond a lot. It's always a big thing to me. And it's just because it's Marine Corps driven too, so that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Did you want us to sign?
No.
Boy, I'm not opposed to signing it.
Other than that, that's really all I've got for the police department at this time.
That's a lot.
Excellent.
May I make a comment?
Some recommendations.
Yeah, and I'll go over those with you guys.
May I make a comment?
Absolutely.
I heard from an individual who was involved in an incident, and this woman praised two of the officers that came to respond, and I'll talk with you personally so I can give you names and like that.
Oh, that's great.
Over and over and over. I mean, she just was overwhelmed how nice, you know, she's been involved in other incidents with other police departments and like that. Said she's never had officers be so professional and so nice and courteous, and I'll talk to you afterwards about that, but or with you. So I hope they get
anybody got anything else for the police chief?
No.
Because he does want to meet with us later, right?
Yeah, I'll text him.
Okay. All right, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much for all your hard work.
You're welcome.
You knew it wasn't going to be a walk in the park, right?
No. It's hard work. It's all right.
All right, fire.
Well, the chief has been busy doing truck and building maintenance, rope training, I'm not sure what that is, and EMS training. But their statistics look pretty good. In the last month, they had 34 EMS calls, 15 fire calls, for a total of 49 calls. But what's amazing, in a town this size, their average response time is 2 minutes and 46 seconds. I mean, you can't get through that red light up there.
With lights and sirens, you can.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what they're doing, but the EMS is 7 minutes and 13 seconds.
That still isn't bad.
But the average is, wow.
These mutual aid numbers, though, look really good.
What's that?
The mutual aid numbers.
Where are you right now? Oh, yeah.
Aid given, aid received?
Yeah.
Those are good numbers. Yeah, it's nice to see.
17 mutual aid responses given, and these 5 received, so 12 is good. Yeah.
Mm. It's a good system.
Yeah. And very well, good. Can I read the chief recommendations?
Yep.
He's got Chief Young. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder too.
But we don't have a couple of people that want to join that department. Here's 3 of them right here. I think we're either paying them too much or we're not working hard enough.
Yeah, or both.
So, but anyhow, on the recommendation of Chief Young, I moved to appoint Ryan Belanger of Auburn, New Hampshire, as a member of the Acadia Volunteer Fire Department.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Let me qualify. It's Acadia Fire Department. I'm the head of the paper. That's what it is.
Yeah, right here?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that fire department. Boyd?
I did call.
I just making that statement.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm in favor of, yeah.
Sue?
Boyd? Brian?
Pat.
All right.
And again, on the recommendation of Chief Young, I move we appoint Cindy Ledger of Auburn, New Hampshire, member of the Canada Fire Department.
Second.
Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
And finally, the recommendation of Chief Young, I move we appoint Zachary Farman of Auburn, New Hampshire, to the Canadian Fire Department.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. I know, you're right, boy. There isn't, I don't think, a meeting to go by to. Yeah. Get at least one or two.
Are you making extra chocolate chip cookies?
I am, and I try the muffins. That goes over well.
All right. Building department.
This may be Bob.
Is he on?
I think it's
Bob. Is that him, the iPhone?
Bob?
Was your car broke down that we're paying for?
Can he unmute? He might have muted himself.
Can he show up? Really?
Did he mute himself? Or did we mute him?
Didn't
I love technology.
Huh?
You little boy.
Something blew up in the upper corner. What is that? Upper right corner?
Yeah.
Flash or whatever. I don't know what it says.
Best unmute. Okay.
Is that his number? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Might not be.
Do you don't have his number?
I don't know who it is.
Nobody has
an iPhone?
I do.
Is that his number?
You'd have more letters than less numbers.
Not enough numbers there.
Almost 603, but, I mean, is that his number?
It's not Bob's. He would have texted us, I feel like.
Other digit, too.
Yeah.
You're right, it's missing one plus the 603.
Yeah, looks like it's a birthday.
All right.
3/3/1973.
All right.
Well, we can just look at these cameras.
Who's the building department? Oh, that's Patrick.
All right. Looks like there was a total of 69 permits for the month of September, which compares to 49 from last year, 72 inspections, 4 failed, compared to 64 last year. September revenues, $12,072, and year-to-date, we're at $69,674.
Wow, that's really close to what last year was.
Yeah, made a considerable jump from where we were earlier this year.
Didn't we increase the price?
Yeah, we did increase fees.
Code enforcement. Looks like we just got 308 Raymond Road. Any questions? Excellent, let's move on.
Very good. Building. You want again?
Building for what?
No.
Oh, no, we did build. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Solid waste.
Solid waste. Let me start. Number one, Boyd had emailed me talking about the collection of the paper, like plastic, that goes around bread and what have you, that type of. We talked about it a while back. That was in, we got the town that's been behind that. And we've been collecting it. We've got a couple of benches. If you had 1,000 pounds, you have a couple. You get a Trek bench, so to be used. And we've gone one step further. We've been accumulating all of these bags. Going to try to see, these are all in the. It's going to be a time to find out. Can we bale 1,000 pounds of them? If we can bale 1,000 pounds, we can get money for it at that point.
But you got to have a place to store it, right?
Well,
but you have
the trouble. The question is, can you bale with our baler? Will you be able to bale it? I'm not trying to jump out, but I wanted to let you know this is what's happening. If you look on that second tier up there, you'll see a lot of bags, big bags with them. With stuffed with the
bags,
the little bags, so it's there. It's something that Chuck has wanted to do because we'd have dollars and cents to go into the kitty at that point. So he's trying to accumulate about 1,000 pounds of it. That's about what a bale is, to see how it will work, and when we find out. Does it work or doesn't work? We'll come forward at
that point.
We'll
need a new baler or else it works.
Well, hopefully it doesn't take much to squash those damn bags. But, just different questions. Because the way it bales, when you wrap it with the wire, will it hold it all together or what have you?
Those are year-to-date. For revenue, that those are hard to really compare because some of that stuff always goes into the next year before you get money for it, right?
Right. Well, we still have 3 months to accumulate, and something might be shipped. And
yeah, but some of that 23 obviously didn't show up till 24.
Well, the year-to-date totals on that is what came into the kitty, 59.
Right.
In 23. Right. That came into the kitty that year at that point. Others, when if it's delivered or picked up or prior to January 1, they might not pay us until, it's got to go into that new year.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, right.
So it's hard to compare, though. They really don't. Well, they're not really comparable.
Right. And it's a tough thing, too, because it's a commodity. All these commodities
right.
go up and down. And
sometimes you try to play for the market and whatever,
yeah.
right?
But I appreciate Boyd bringing that to my attention. But we did this, talked about it in another meeting, maybe when you weren't here. And it showed that the people, it was stumbling at first, and then found out what needed to be done and what had, and really get people have gotten behind it at that point. They want to, you need storage space, but the town people want this, so we got to find some place to do it. And if it's money comes in, that's yeah. it's there, you know. And that's, you know, I mean, it's a help.
Good.
So total waste was 130 tons in September of 23 and 100 tons in 2024. Recyclables in 24 was 26 tons compared to 17 tons in 23. And I agree with you. I'm going back to those bags. When we start, when we did that, Joe had volunteered to take them up to, I think it was Concord.
Hannaford's
in Concord, or whatever it was. Yeah. But so this new way, we won't have to worry about somebody hauling it too. All right. Revenue year to date, 24 is $74,321 compared to last year, it's $59,848. Is one load of light iron $453 came in on top of this here. And on Freon, if you brought in a refrigerator or a air conditioner and the Freon was not in it, you know, which is illegal, you have to have it. We still have to pay
right.
the person to certify it has no Freon in it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's yeah, it's it's the way it is. And if you were at the, did you see all the plants around the building and what have you, and different things that have come in? There's an old typewriter
yeah,
down there.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's dressed up the recycling center in a way. Okay. That's all I have.
Good.
All right.
Budget, do you have any update for us, Sue, or?
Yes, they went over the town budget, the whole thing. The joint meeting with the selectmen is the 23rd of this month, and it's at 7:00, held here. The questions have already been generated.
Send them out to the selectmen tomorrow morning and the department heads.
Okay. And the non-petition warrant articles are due on the 14th by 10:00.
Did you already draft that one? Or?
I already sent that email. Yeah, because you called me
Good.
And asked me about the police spotting.
Well, I just wanted to get ahead of the game, that's all.
And then there's other dates, but
I put a schedule. Everyone should have a schedule, so
Perfect.
You know when all the dates are for the budget committee.
Go through all that. Yeah. And there was a lot of discussion on trusts. And when you were talking about the models with the plastics and this and that,
yeah.
If he wants to be able to utilize it instead of that money going into the general fund, he might want to put it in the trust. He might think about putting that money raised in the trust.
Revolving account.
Yeah.
Revolving
well,
account.
Well, he also has it. There's also a trust. Because there's...
Well, the way it's been going, it goes into the
general
fund.
Well, it's up to you guys.
No, I mean, we talked about it, and every time it comes into a revolving trust or
fund.
Like that, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And he says, everything's been working good. We have, let's leave it.
Then why do we have the revolving fund?
Is it, Is that a revolving fund, or is it a...
I think it's...
No, it's a capital reserve.
Capital reserve, right.
Okay.
Well, the only update I have from the planning board is we did at the last meeting discuss an article change for zoning, and it's to do with detached houses, you know, ADUs.
Well, how'd that go?
So, it's basically what the state had talked about.
You didn't take a vote, I mean, there wasn't...
The board.
Supports it.
Yeah, the board's agreeable in what we've drafted. And basically it goes by what the state was proposing, but it never got off the state to get tabled. But it's going to be, one is going to be allowed by your rights, and the second one, detached, is special exception.
They've been looking for two detached?
You'll be able to have two ADUs.
Detached ADUs.
One, detached.
And then the other special exception, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, it's pretty good, I mean, we went over it quite a few weeks, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, it might help property owners as far as income, and certainly for housing needs, you know, the young kids are...
We tried to get ahead because the state's going to bring it back up again.
Exactly.
So if we got something in place, it's all the better.
Oh, you have the, you know all the dates right here.
Yeah, put it in the folder, so I didn't get it
to the bottom.
You didn't get that far.
Yeah, Brian, that's great. I love hearing about the planning board.
Yeah.
Every meeting, yeah.
Well, I just hope I have enough to give you some insight of what takes place.
Well, no, because isn't there something important next, the next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a big subdivision coming up.
Chester.
All right. State representative candidate.
There we go.
Dave Dupree, go ahead.
He's been patient.
Yeah, my name's Dave Dupuy or Dupuy. A lot of people pronounce it either way, you know, so that's fine by me. I live on 723 North Road here in Candia. I served on this board, Andrea would remember, back in 2012 to 2015. You're doing well. You don't have an angry group. Something's going right here. I am running for the New Hampshire House of Representatives here, and as such, I've been going to each in District 31, which is Auburn, Candia, Chester, and Deerfield. Mm-hmm. So I've been going to all the board meetings to introduce myself and just tell them who I am, because for them, I'm out of town, you know. And let me tell you just one thing, and not to tell tales on other boards, but I've been in front of the Deerfield board, and they take public comment. And they said you can go first and get 3 minutes, or go last and get 5 minutes. So I went first, figuring everybody leave by the time the thing was over. You know. So I was first, and I went, and I introduced myself, and I said, listen, if you need anything, if I get elected and you need anything, let me know, and I'll come back once in a while, attend a meeting, and you know, I gave my pitch. They all said nothing. I said, any questions? Nothing. I don't know, have you ever been in front of the board in Deerfield?
No. I've watched it on TV.
You know then. Because then the next guy came up and they were mad about a truck. They bought, somebody approved $70,000 for a truck, and nobody would admit who did it.
I've been reading a lot of those.
Complaints about it, said, so who's responsible? There was silence. And then he said, so silence, who's, and he goes on, and the same thing the next, the board never said anything. So after the meeting was over, I was talking to a member of the board. He said, no, that's our position. We take public comment, but we don't respond.
Really?
They just got, the people just
so it's a one-way street, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't always help.
They just got madder and madder.
Yeah.
Nothing, you've got nothing to...
All right, I'm going to ask you, though, what's your role?
Okay.
What's your role as our rep?
What's that?
What's your role as our rep?
What do you deal with? That's a good question. I'm trying to figure that out as I go, but it's to, I'll tell you what my plank, the single plank of my platform is, and that is to get more money down to the towns, the So I have looked at budgets, I've looked at legislation, I've looked at the history of things, and the history of things has been, for instance, the meals and rooms tax. Originally, that was to be split between the towns and the state, 60% for the state, 40% for the towns. That, by one maneuver or another, kept dropping down to the point where it got to be 81% for the state, 19% for the towns. So somebody said, this is wrong, we've got to correct this. So they enacted a catch-up statute, which I think is our SA-31-A, that said, okay, in future years, the towns will get an extra 75% of year-over-year increase in the tax. So if the kind, when we get more, the state gets more revenue in of that extra amount, the towns will get 75%, subject to a $5 million cap. Then came along 2007, 2008, you know, it was a recession, the state got short on money or whatever, and they stopped the catch-up. And for the last 10 out of 12 years, they have not paid the catch-up. So the towns have not gotten that money. When I started this on this board in 2012, in 2013, I was talking to Carlton Roby, was on the board, and I said something like, well, Carlton, we're getting $50,000 from the town. And he just turned, he knew more than I. He turned to me and said, not anymore. The state stopped that. It's the same with the business profits tax. The towns used to tax businesses, and the state took over that in 1969. We would get a share, the towns. So as I'm talking, let me tell you, if I get elected here, my heart is with the towns, not with the state. I mean, I understand running the state needs money and everything, but we were supposed to get a share, and that has dropped down to the, where I don't know if we're getting anything from it. But the thing that pushed me over the edge, and people will go both ways on this, is the interest and dividends tax. Okay, that tax was enacted in 1923. It's been around for 100 years. This recent legislature, or 2 years ago, started reducing it from, it was 5% to 4 to 3, and it was supposed to go to 2, 1, 0. This year they said, we're just going to go to 0. At the end of this year, calendar year, the state's on a fiscal year, June 30th,
right.
End of the calendar year, that'll end. That was $180 million,
right.
And the same for 2024. It went up because interest rates have gone up, people are making more money on their CDs. They also eliminated the communications tax, which brought in $30 million. That's $210 million they're not getting. They're cutting off, and they're still not paying the towns. That's money, I say, they should have continued those taxes. It's hard to run on my platform, which is more taxes, okay? But they should have continued those taxes. And when they owe the town money and they keep paying us less, I think it's irresponsible. I just think, or not prudent, I don't want to be too accusatory here. I'm sure once they get to the state level, they just think of, we're cutting state taxes and that looks good and everything, but the towns are suffering. And I've read more budgets and all these things, but Governor Sununu in his letter at the end of 2023, the fiscal year is June 30th, so around December, after all the numbers are in, he writes a letter with a summary warning us that, listen, we're cutting taxes because times are good, but there's inevitably there will be a downturn, and we better get ready. So we put some money in the rainy day fund, but I think that's only got like $290 million in it. They just cut $210 million a year. It's just, and in his budget summary, he goes over the money the state has appropriated to the towns for the schools. And for the last 15 years, between 2008 and 2023, that has gone up 12.3%. Inflation has gone up 41%. So in effect, in real dollars, they've been defunding the schools throughout that period. So I just said, you know, the interest and dividends tax, I will tell you there are 1,723 people pay 52% of that tax, and they are making $200,000 or more on interest and dividends alone. But I talked in Deerfield, I talked to the board, and I won't say who, but one of the members of the board came over to me and said, I'm one of those 1,723 people. Wow. So then I went down to Chester, where they have a television, Chester has a television studio down there, mm-hmm. and they have, you know, a TV show. I don't know how many people
dancing in between.
But I was on the show. And a very nice guy there, Carl Knudsen, was telling me, and I went through things with him. But beforehand, I was telling him about the interest of dividends tax, and he said, I'm one of the 17.
They're everywhere.
So I don't know about the board here, so I... So I'm going to be paying interest of dividends tax of some amount, but we have a deduction of... So people say, hey, a lot of people living on Social Security and maybe it's their savings and interest and dividends. You're going to make them pay. So there is a
$4,800
deduction now of $2,400 per person. If it's a couple, $4,800 plus $1,200 if you're over 65.
Is it based on income or not? Everybody gets
that's
it.
How much
no, but I would say, hey, those are the people I'm trying to help.
Yes,
because it's the property taxes that are killing them, people who are mm-hmm. retired, mm-hmm. they're living on a fixed income, no. they're barely getting by.
No.
I get emotional about this. There were some people who were really just scraping by and still give their time to the town, you know? So do a carve out for them. You know, say if you're making less than $100,000 or whatever it takes to reasonably live, that number of okay, carve those people out. Mm-hmm. They don't have to pay interest. I don't want to hurt the people who we're trying to help here.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is reduce, I don't think it's possible to reduce the taxes we pay, property tax, but get our property taxes debt from going up as fast as they are. And here's the surprising thing I learned. Of all the taxes, the state and local taxes together, 60% are, and this is as of 2020 or 2022, 60% is paid by the town, by property taxes. On your tax bill, you know it's municipal, school, state, county. Well, municipal and school are 52% of the taxes. Then there's the statewide education property tax, SWEPT, that's 5%. And then there's the real estate transfer tax. That's 3% of the budget. So 52 and 5 and 3 is 60% is property taxes that we pay. You think of the state's got all the money and this and that. And they do have money because they get a lot of money from the federal government and that covers social programs like Medicaid and what have you. So, but from the taxes that people in the state pay, the property tax is paying 60%. And that's, in my opinion, so that's why when I saw they had cut the interest and or eliminating interest and dividends tax, which has been with us for 100 years, I just said, that's it. So that's basically, so I, to just come out of the closet and let you know, I am a Democrat, okay?
Well, I was going to ask you a question about that.
No,
I am one of those conservative, fiscally responsible Democrats. When I was on the board, I was known as being cheap, okay? And because I feel like, hey, We want to keep our taxes down. It's not my money to spend. I am really believe in fiscal responsibility, and I just think this is irresponsible, and I think it's unfair to the towns. I really think the property tax people are it's unfair, and so for a lot of people, if you're voting, you know, you'd have to go down the column, and then you get to my name, you'd have to move your hand over, and like at the last two, you can snap back and the rest, you know. But we don't have anybody from Candy representing us in Concord. There's three representatives, so it's those four towns. Mm. Two are from Auburn, and one is from Deerfield.
Yes.
But the tax rate in Auburn, you know what the tax rate in Auburn is? It's now $12, but they just had a revamp.
Okay,
but before the revamp, they were paying, it was $17 a thousand. Ours is 21, or?
Yeah, yep.
Chester's like 20, and Deerfield's 23. Theirs is 17, and they said, well, I've been talking to a bunch of people, and the reason is, in large part, the waterworks.
Right.
Oh. That was a big part of it.
Right.
They say they don't need roads, they don't have kids, they don't know, you know, and they pay us $400,000 in taxes.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And Waste Management has their big transfer station there.
Auburn does have a lot more businesses to drive.
What's that?
Auburn has a lot more businesses, a lot more revenue coming on the commercial end.
All that.
Yeah. So, but the transfer station, in exchange for being there, said, we'll handle all your trash in the town for nothing.
Right, there's a huge saving.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll pay, and they pay, somebody told me, I don't know, $25,000 in taxes as well. That sounds like a bargain, maybe, but anyway.
Yeah, but they're saving the town about $800,000 in trash.
Right. Yes. So they're so I go down there and I make the pitch down to there and there, you know, saying, well, you know, but most people I talked to said, even though their rates are real bargain, saying we're paying too much. Nobody likes to pay property taxes.
So can I ask a question? I think I might know the answer to this, but what's your feelings about an income tax?
No income tax. No,
sales taxes?
No sales tax, no interest tax, because I'm afraid if this continues up there, we're going to have some bad years, and you're going to get a legislature in there that's going to say, hey, the only way out of here is an income tax or sales tax.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
No.
I don't want an income tax. I don't want a sales tax.
Oh, okay, good. That's good to hear.
I'm taking the pledge with both hands, okay? Because I'm suspect because I'm a Democrat.
Well, no, it's not.
Absolutely.
No.
Yes. Be honest.
No, they're not. They don't all have the same. I mean, it's like Republicans. We don't all have the same philosophy on things.
Well, Dave, it sounds like you support the interest and dividends tax.
I do. So this is why it's hard to run by saying.
Yeah, but only for
more taxes,
$200.
When the state says no more taxes at the state level, that means more taxes
at the local
taxes. Mm-hmm. We're paying 60% of everything. When they cut taxes up there, they're going up here.
Mm. Now, I heard we're too rich. Like the education tax, we don't get as much as a lot of other communities because our town's too rich.
Our town's too rich.
I don't know. You might have to want to
check
that.
That's a whole other story.
Oh.
I read the town report, and so we don't know how many people are in the freedom of education thing, but it took me a long while to dig through everything to find out, and actually there's 27 kids that are in that program in this town, and they're getting $136,000. So you can be for or against the program.
It's minuscule.
You know, money the school doesn't get here. So all of our taxes, so I know a lot of us may pay interest and dividends, such may, but a buddy of mine has a lot of money and he pays a lot, but he said, hey, it's crazy to cut that tax because, he says, I get a lot of interest and dividends and the tax is 5%, but I can
afford everybody, no matter what their income level is, we'll see.
No,
to me, that makes a difference.
There's an exclusion up to, you know, if you're married and over 65,
over, okay.
40, whatever, 24, 48. I didn't do well in marriage. But I'm saying carve out those people. Carve out those people that are in need. But that tax has been in around for 100 years. It's substantial money that the towns, anything you cut it up there, it inevitably comes down here. And when I was on, and you have to either raise the taxes or cut services.
Right.
And when I was in your position, the hardest time is when you have people like Andrea and people, your employees are in the room and you're debating what the health insurance should be.
And you it's uncomfortable.
It keeps skyrocketing.
Yeah.
So we'd go from one provider to the other, would mm-hmm. raise the deductible that had
yeah.
to be paid. And that hurt because you got the people who are working very hard for you and you're deciding what their health care insurance is. That's just one aspect of it. So the answer is some people say, well, cut services, and some towns cut, raise taxes. Inevitably, you raise taxes.
Well, I think we try to address that with the elderly exemption that we have, because that's
yeah.
based on
yeah.
income,
yeah.
which to me, you know, even if you own 100 acres, if you're on Social Security, it needs to all roll in. Do you know what I mean? So I think we've increased that several times, haven't we?
You can put it there, land
the elderly.
Years, you know, and so they pay next
good.
To nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a veterans and
right.
old age
yeah,
exemptions
we have a bunch
that
of,
are
yeah.
good. These are good things. But
yeah.
Even so, I know people who are
oh,
widowed.
Certainly.
Their Social Security is
minuscule.
Correct, because it wasn't big, and then you get half of your husband or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're barely keeping their. I talked to one woman that keeps her house at 55 degrees in the winter.
Right. You know? Isn't that embarrassing at that age?
Yeah, no. It's. That's my. So I'm a Democrat, but, you know, there's this thing about forgetting student debt. I don't believe in that.
Yeah, my son doesn't either.
Somebody borrows
he's paid
money,
his.
They ought to pay it back.
Yeah.
I can remember years ago.
They agreed to pay it
exactly.
in the first
place. Exactly, you made an agreement.
In the first place. So.
Yeah, because I was in bankruptcy court years ago, and there was a kid there, Joe Bentley was the judge, and his kid filed for bankruptcy. He's like 25. And Joe says, hey, you know, you're going to lose you're going to Mustang or whatever, you're going to lose the car. Yeah, I know. And Joe's looking down the... In fact, they said, wait a second, you just got student loan here. You want forgiven.
Oh,
and he said, you're going to lose everything. And Joe made him feel that small. he had to do it. He had
yeah.
to sign it. Afterwards, they changed the law.
Right. No,
so you couldn't get rid of student debt by bankruptcy.
Right.
Oh.
So one forgiveness thing was where kids had borrowed the money from the government, paid it to the college, and the college went out of business.
Oh.
So they didn't get the education, and they owed the money. That I could see
yes.
being forgiven. But the others, no. If you have to work 20 years, I have a son-in-law. He's got a $40,000 debt. I say, hey,
mm-hmm.
don't look at me.
Yeah.
That's yours.
You signed up for it.
Get a better job.
Yeah, you didn't get it from the government. You know, it's not going to be forgiven, but they get to work, and they're complaining they're just getting by. But I say,
we all
that
had to.
Well,
that's right. They get a lifetime to get by.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's...
Well,
so
good luck.
Thank
with
you
your
for
your
answering the question.
To all of you. I know you... Most of you, so I just wanted to introduce myself and tell you I'm running, and that's the district, and...
And that's what Judy's running for also?
Yes.
Okay.
But she's in a different district.
I wondered about that, because there's...
I'm not running against her.
Okay. No, I didn't know if it was choose
she's
one, choose
probably,
two,
so, no,
you know.
She's running in District 2,
okay.
which is Candia, Auburn, and Deerfield.
See,
I have
weird?
Chester
that's
added
weird.
Into my district.
Mm.
So,
I can't be too
confused. Who's again? Who's
sorry.
Opposite
yeah.
you in the Republican? Do
the
you know?
Yeah.
One is Jess Edwards.
Edwards, yeah.
Jess Edwards. Another. I'm not running against him, but there's also Jim Spillane. They're both from
Deerfield.
Jess Edwards is from Auburn, isn't he?
It's Auburn. Jess Edwards.
But she's Spillane Deerfield.
And Spillane not from Deerfield.
I think he's Nottingham.
I think it's a guy.
Nottingham or Deerfield?
Terry.
He couldn't run if he was a Nottingham. Yeah.
Terry Roy.
It's not one of the ones.
Yeah.
And Verville or whatever.
Verville.
So mainly, my main opposition is Jess Edwards, frankly.
So is choose one, you're in that type of a race, not choose three? Or
I think it's two out of three.
Okay.
So, but Edwards has signed on to, and people feel different ways about this, but there's this convoluted litigation going on about state support of the school, and he and 30 other legislators filed an amicus brief contending that the state has no constitutional obligation to provide an adequate schooling to children.
I thought that was
That's already been decided.
I just don't know how somebody could say that. And we'd be the, if that's true, we'd be the only state in America that doesn't have that constitutional obligation. I have something here. Have I bored you too much already? Or can
no,
I
it's interesting.
So I'm on the Fifth Museum so-called trustees. Somebody told me there is no trust, but just to keep that between us. But as part of it, they had some extra documents, and one was in annual reports of the Selectman, Treasurer, and Superintendent School Committee for 1875 to 76. And I'll just read part of it. This is the part by the Superintendent Committee, they called it. Prudential committee should seek the best teachers regardless of cost. Culture is more valuable than money, and a well-disciplined mind more precious than gold and silver. But the paragraph I like best, you have to wait till the end to get this point here.
Look at how thin it is.
Parents, I know, I like that.
Parents,
you cannot too dearly estimate the intellectual and moral training of your children. They are yours to educate, yours to train for immortality. The free school is a gift of the people. A good education is the birthright of every American citizen. Let us elevate it to its proper place. Then shall we elevate the people and march forward to a noble and exalted manhood.
Oh, manhood? Uh-oh. There we go.
And it's that N.C. Lathrop, and I said, I don't think N stands for Nancy. So, it's kind of fun to read.
That probably, is very probably interesting.
Probably stands for Nathaniel.
Yeah, probably.
So,
thank you so much for the information.
Anyway, I thought I'd at least just let you know. And
good.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you very much.
Well. Thanks for being patient.
It's good to see you.
See you later.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Meeting scheduled for November.
So, yes, the first meeting falls on Veterans Day, and we are closed that day. So I didn't know if you wanted to move it to the 18th. If it's the 18th, I have to let Lynn know because she's going to move the meeting, which she's willing to do.
If it's the 18th?
Yeah, the 18th is when the Budget Committee is meeting.
Right. I wondered about that. And it's about the school. I wondered about that.
Yeah, but it's at Town Hall. So.
Wait, where's the one? The 25th, we had, there was a conflict there. One of these things.
The 25th.
There's already a meeting.
But that's at the school. Looks like she scheduled
that
at the school. So I'm just, first of all, because we are closed that day, I don't know if the board wanted to move it to.
We just don't want
the 4th?
It's Thanksgiving that week.
Well, didn't we say earlier we're going to have a joint meeting on the 23rd?
Yeah, but that's.
That's a Saturday.
That's in 2 weeks.
October.
Yeah, that's October. That's the joint meeting. And there's the public hearing.
Can we get everything done, Brian, at the first one, do you think? Where we could. I mean, I'm being funny about avoiding it, but. We're going to vote, I think. The Budget Committee is going to vote.
On the 13th, yeah.
On the 23rd, on November 23rd.
Does it say vote? Okay, yeah.
On
yeah, it says on the 13th will be canceled if completed on the 23rd. So, if they can.
Yeah, but we're still going to have that meeting on the 25th of November.
Right.
The week of Thanksgiving.
Yep, we are.
So the budget committee's at 7, and the school and the selectmen is at 6:30.
Yeah, but they're meeting at the Moore School Media Center on the 25th. The budget committee, yeah.
But I can't be here.
I see you can't be two places at once.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And depending on what you guys think about
so
the
what
school
do you want
budget.
To do? You want to just do the 18th only, or?
Lynn was a comment. I mean, she says she could move it if we wanted the.
If she wanted what?
She'd just switch it to probably either the school.
But the 18th, we have a budget committee meeting.
You do, but I talked to her last week and I said the board may want to switch that because Veterans Day falls on the 11th and we're closed
so
that day.
It could be a different day for you.
All right.
So I'm just saying.
So we have the 12th that we have a selectman's meeting because the 11th is a holiday. Correct?
The 12th, yeah, but the 12th is, it could, there may be a, I don't know, of course, let's see. Let me look and see. The 12th? No, we could do the 12th. We actually could.
We could.
So the selectmen can do the 12th.
Yep.
And for the second meeting of the month, or can we possibly, you know how some months we have nothing to talk about, really?
Yep. So
I don't know.
We're going to switch.
I guess maybe we'd have to wait and see.
Yeah. So we'll switch the first one to the 12th, and then the second we're just going to.
Well, it's got to be on the 12th because the 11th is Veterans Day.
Right. So, and then the second meeting, you want to
wait and
see what we get?
Yeah,
through.
I mean, if we have to, we can just schedule a different night or something.
We should probably schedule.
Yeah, could you go to Tuesday the 26th or not?
I don't know if the ZBA is actually, I'm just going to check and see if they have a meeting
that
night.
Do you know that,
night.
Boyd?
Well, we're not having a meeting in October. I'm not sure about November.
If you have no one applied, you don't have a meeting?
That's correct.
Okay. So you'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Well, we'll do the 12th tentatively, and then we'll wing it from there, I guess.
Well, we have to do the 12th, right?
Yeah.
So the 25th is the one that might go away.
Maybe.
For the selectmen.
Yep.
Because we're doing school.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
All right. I'm just saying it might go
away. Yeah, because you need to, yeah.
Right.
Because you need to be at that one, so.
Yeah. That sounds good. Everybody
agree? Put December in there I didn't put it in there. I apologize. But December 23rd, are we good with that? Is everyone good with meeting on the 23rd of December?
For what?
In December, I did not put the calendar in there, but that is the 23rd. Yeah, that's, I figured, it's not quite Christmas Eve.
Well, we have to do
encumbrances.
We have to do encumbrances that day.
We usually do the last meeting, yes. Or we can meet closer to the end, which we've done that before, too. We've met on a Friday, so it's up to the board. Yeah.
I'd rather meet Monday.
Okay. Hopefully everyone.
What would you think?
The 23rd. I'd like to throw December right out the door.
Well, maybe we can get rid of the second meeting. Well, no, we need the encumbrances.
Right.
Yeah, maybe we could do the 27th.
The 21st, Brian.
Can we get through November?
Yes. That sounds good.
You know.
Yeah. One month in the
next we'll be working with January.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know, I have to put until the end of the year now. It's getting so crazy.
Yeah.
Did you forget the first word? Isn't it Coca-Cola? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Cola.
It's getting delirious.
Sense of humor this late.
Okay.
Cola.
Yeah. Social Security announced 2.5%.
2.5.
And we followed them for the last few years, and I moved that we grant all the stipend and employees in the town 2.5% cost of living.
I'll second that.
Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Pat. Thank you.
Good.
Oh, boy.
What are we at now?
Fire Department assessment.
That assessed value. Primex.
There's not much we can do about it.
No, there isn't. But it was everything pretty much that we kind of knew.
Yep.
I wish he knew about that.
He's got that report.
I showed it to him, but he just thinks that somebody opened a can of worms. But he said the well water is fine. It's fine now.
Okay.
He doesn't know how to use that. I put him on there. It's been tested. Everything, because somebody on the police department committee said they wouldn't bathe in it. Well, it's already been tested. They fracked the well.
But they have, do they have,
they have
Dean
bathrooms.
Said that at the other meeting that they fracked it, but did not go into saying,
was there, what's the recovery rate or anything else, so we should
he
be doing that.
He can give you that. He can give you that.
That's right. Not really.
But it has been tested.
That's not really
it's drinkable.
Important, the recovery rate.
It has to.
The quality of the water.
Yeah.
No, they don't have enough. Not the recovery rate.
Yes.
No.
They don't have enough to wash the clothing.
Before they cracked it, I don't know if that's the case or not.
That's what I think.
Come in.
These are questions I think the police should.
We should allow Dean to come in. And
I was going to recommend. That.
Right, because
yeah,
some of these things were stated in 21.
He wasn't. He had to work.
On a letter from the Candia Volunteer Fire Department. I don't know if they've been taken care of or not. We're talking about liability to this town, and this is our responsibility.
I have to defend them on that. This whole letter was created for a grant. When you're applying for a grant, you make things as horrible as you can. So they went, anything that they could, I hate to say that, but that's what you do to get the grant. You try to make it as bad as you can.
But when you talk about... When you talk about the chances of cancer, we have employees that we should be looking out for. That's an important factor.
Yeah, so
this
is
a safety.
I'll have them bring you the report.
That's what I'm saying is we need to, what was mentioned that there was a possibility back in 21, has some of those been taken care of or not? We should know that or not. Because we're talking liability. We're talking 21 stating it. We're talking here in 24, some of it stated. So we're talking, if we're getting into possibility of liability, I think this is the board's responsibility, not to just to save pennies. We're talking about lawsuits or what have you that come up.
Do we have insurance for lawsuits?
I don't.
For Primax.
That's all. Does that make it right that we don't take care of our employee because we've got insurance to take care of it?
How's the water here?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Well, we've got a filter.
They bring in bottled water, don't you?
Yeah.
If you want to drink it,
I don't think anybody wants to drink it.
We should probably look at that first. We have a lot more employees here.
Well,
they do
you have employees. I don't care if it's this employee or that employee.
The
safety.
I know. Safety
is our responsibility.
I'll give you the report on the. I'll have them give it to you on the quality of the water.
In the report, in the minutes today, we have the Primax. In the minutes,
and also the
Candia Volunteer Fire Department's report on the 21st.
I'm sorry, repeat that. This is just
this
the building assessment.
On,
yeah, this is the best
right.
that,
building assessment. And then
right.
what's the other?
And then the May 20th, 21. Candia Volunteer Fire Department.
I apologize. That letter I don't have.
Everybody's seen it.
We don't have that.
Well, not every. Anyhow, that should be in our records.
Okay.
In this meeting, that is brought forward to the town, has this information, and we should be moving forward on it.
With what money?
Is a person getting hurt, right or not?
Calm down.
No, I just wanted to know what money we were going to use to do that, because their budgets are already in. Should they increase them?
Well, that might be.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. We're working at budget time. Maybe they've been all taken care of. I don't know.
Okay, but I will make sure he gets you the quality of the water.
No, that should come to the board.
I'll make sure the board gets the quality of the water. I don't think Dean should come in here, is what I'm saying. I don't think
well,
you
I'd
want
like
him
to
come
what
in.
He wants to say about that.
Well, I'd ask him, I don't think you want to poke the bear too much. But.
Well, what if we get in a liability situation, we're going to be paying an attorney to fight something. Are we going to address this? What is the board is here for safety of our employees and the town. So that's if it costs money, then we got to turn around and look and say, what do we do? I mean, if we just turn a blind eye, I'll tell you, an attorney would turn around and say, yeah, see, you didn't care about it all.
Okay.
No, it's nothing to fool around with.
No, I'm not fooling around.
Point, point taken.
Okay.
All right, Brenda Stevens.
Moving on, we have a letter here from addressed to the Board of Selectmen. This is to let you know that I am resigning as a trustee of the Fitz Museum, as I will be moving away from Candia soon. I've enjoyed working with everyone involved with the museum. It is a beautiful place and has some wonderful pieces in it that are fun to share. Signed, Brenda Stevens.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept her resignation with much regret and thank her for her involvement with the town, or volunteerism.
I second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Town council policy?
Yep. We're just going to reaffirm.
Right.
Yeah.
I move we reaffirm the policy 2011-009 regarding town council contact dated April 8, 2019.
Second.
And we're all going to follow it.
Everybody in town should follow it.
Okay. Good.
I have other business. I didn't put it
on. Wait a minute. I didn't take the vote. Yeah, okay. I wanted to read through it just to make sure.
It's the same as the original.
Yeah. All right. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Yep.
I have to post the warrant. The selectmen have to post the warrant for the election in November. So I just need three signatures, please. Yep. Both. There's two pages. So, thank you. And that's it. That's all I had. Under other.
Bold spots here?
Yes.
We gonna act on this tonight?
Is it non-public?
Yes, it
non-public.
Is. So yes.
Next time, Brian.
Anything from the audience?
Yes, that flickering light.
Trying to get a hand in
it. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we have light bulbs?
Yeah, is
that
all it takes?
I don't think that's a light bulb issue.
I think the bulb.
I think it's deeper than that. I think the light bulb.
No, I think it's the light bulb. It's one of those...
halogen, right?
Yeah,
not halogen.
It's one of those stupid light bulbs, the energy savers.
Okay.
And that's what they do.
I'm not sure if there is one downstairs. We downstairs. So.
I'll take that.
Are they expensive?
No.
I can just order them.
One more thing.
No, they're not.
One more
I just don't know what I'm ordering. I don't...
They're not expensive.
Okay. Okay, let me just text the chat. Let's see.
Patrick, everybody's raving about that. I want to say dip into it. What's it called?
Just a sip.
Dip. I like it. I like that too.
Dip into it.
Expand on your offerings.
Oh, they got food. That was she posted
between
it.
Your cheek and gum.
Exactly.
And you're ready to go. What's that? Other business. Did you have something you wanted to bring up?
Yeah. I think it's time this board reconsider the Zoom option, and I propose that we put an agenda item on for next month, for the next meeting we have, for the board to consider terminating the Zoom option and hear what the public has to say and determine what our position is on that. We get very little participation. It's costing us money.
How much?
Well,
isn't it $90-something dollars?
No, it's not that. Then you have to have somebody man it.
You got to have somebody.
This isn't just this board either. I mean,
no, the budget committee did it because we didn't have someone to man it.
Well, just let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I propose putting this on the agenda. I'm going to ask Andrew to put it on the agenda for our next meeting so the public is aware that we're going to consider this. I'd like to see what the public has to say. And then I'll put it to a motion to the board, and we'll vote on it at the next meeting. We don't need to argue about it tonight.
Nope. We can argue next time? Okay.
We can argue the next time. But I feel it's outlived its usefulness in Canada. And there's evidence of it right there. We're still in a meeting, and yet nobody participated.
But we've also had people at other times participating.
Yeah, that was then. But
and I will say one thing, and that just, well, I'll wait.
But I... Brian had this idea a couple of years ago, and I didn't support it, and I regret that now, but it's not too late to do the right thing.
Okay. So it's on the next meeting's agenda, right?
Oh, we'll put it on the next meeting agenda.
That's what he asked
Yes, he asked, Okay. And we'll put it on.
Is it going to be a public hearing?
Not a public hearing. She's just noticing the public, so if they want to come,
just make sure
they can be here.
Make it clear that we're going to talk about discontinuing the
Zoom. Discontinuing it, yeah.
Okay.
And if they show up, fine. If they don't...
Yeah. Is that something that I can put on social media so that people know?
I don't see why you wouldn't be.
I know.
Okay.
Just post the agenda when it...
No comments.
No comments. I wouldn't make a comment in favor of it.
I would post...
Well, you just made a comment against it. So I...
No, he's saying he want to discuss it. But if you're going to post it out there, I don't think you should be responding to your input at that point.
I'll respond to it tonight then. I am opposed to that because I'm a big believer of transparency as much as you can get.
Well, open doors to the public is pretty transparent.
There's nothing untransparent.
If I'm a mother with three kids at home and my husband works nights, I can't come in.
Well, I think that can be brought up at the next meeting. That's what that will be for.
Right. That's correct.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Other people have shared their opinion. I wanted to share mine.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. You have more strength than I do.
No, not really. I'm just being good tonight.
I know you are. You're being very good tonight.
Okay. All right. What else we got? Anything?
I don't have anything else.
Perfect. Move to go into a non-public.
Non-public.
Yep. Do you have the chief's number?
I just texted him. Yep.
I need a second.
Oh, yes. I'll second.
All in favor?
Sue?
Oh, boy.
Brian? I'm not going to shut the doors if everyone's okay with that.